But we put in a bid on Wednesday morning. By then I was in Bozeman, Montana, and I talked to Bill McDonough, the head of the New York Fed, about 10 o'clock. They were having a meeting of the bankers at 10 o'clock that morning in New York, and I caught him. We actually delivered a message to him. He called me out there in Wyoming a little bit before 10, New York time, and we made a bid. Because it was being done at a long distance and everything, it was really the outline of a bid. But in the end, it was a bid for $250 million, essentially, for the net assets of. But we would have put in $3.75 billion on top of that, and it would have been $3 billion from Berkshire Hathaway, $700 million from AIG, and $300 million from Goldman Sachs. And we submitted that, but we put a very short time fuse on it, because when you're bidding on $100 billion worth of securities that are moving around, you don't want to leave a fixed price bid out there very long. Plus, we were worried about it getting shopped. In the end, the bankers made the deal, but it was an interesting period. The whole long-term capital management, and I hope most of you are familiar with it, but the whole story is really fascinating, because if you take John Merriweather and Eric Rosenfeld, Larry Hillenbrand, Greg Hawkins, Victor Agani, the two Nobel Prize winners, Merton and Scholes, if you take the 16 of them, they probably have as high an average IQ as any 16 people working together in one business in the country, including at Microsoft or wherever you want to name. So there's an incredible amount of intellect in that room. Now you combine that with the fact that those 16 had extensive experience in the field they were operating. I mean, this was not a bunch of guys who had made their money, you know, selling men's clothing and then all of a sudden went into the securities business or anything. They'd had in aggregate, the 16 had probably had 350 or 400 years of experience doing exactly what they were doing. And then you throw in the third factor, that most of them had virtually all of their very substantial net worths in the business. So they had their own money up, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of their own money up, super high intellect, working in a field they knew, and essentially they went broke.